Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 217 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for this here June 25th, 2015. I'm your host, Mark Kuznez, and yeah, I've got just a little bit of anime for you today, just a few reviews and a very, very quick preview of a show I just started. I only watched the first episode of Princess Jellyfish. I do first want to make note of a few technical hiccups while recording the reviews and whatnot of this episode. Y'all may not be able to notice the few points where there was some editing that needed to be done, but if y'all do, I just wanted to apologize in advance for those little oddities because I was having plenty of problems and I almost completely lost one of the entire files, so yeah, that would have been a nightmare, and then there wouldn't have been a show. I would have just thrown my computer out the window, and that would have been that. But yeah, so bear with it. It's not, I might be making it sound like it's a way bigger problem than it actually ended up being, but I like to have things as well put together as possible when my hands are involved. But yeah, before I get into the two reviews, which the two reviews are for, one, my, oh God, I never remember this name, it's too long, I can't even remember the other name it goes by. My youth romantic comedy is Wrong as I Expected, and of course, by the time, well actually maybe by the time of me recording this part of the show, the final episode of the second season has aired. Maybe, but during the time of my review, which I also mentioned in the review, I did not get to see the last episode, but I felt confident enough in not needing to review the season as a whole. I'll probably still talk about the final episode on the next, on the Monday weekly roundup bit. But yeah, I reviewed that because I just ate that up super fast. I watched it in essentially a day. And then I also reviewed Hojuki no Retetsu, which is an interesting show, and I kind of wish I talked about it more because, well, in the same way, in another way, a different way, a different stroke. No, which is that? What was that Cosby spinoff? Nobody cares. It wasn't that good anyway. I just remember thinking the one main guy was so cool with his eyeglasses that had the sunglass clips that would flip up, and it's like, oh, you look like Mickey Mouse. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. And I would not be caught dead with glasses like that today. But that's a really cool little show. And not for everyone, definitely, but and I'm kind of glad I didn't talk about too many details because there are a lot of things that are great to experience fresh in that show. So yeah, those are the two main focuses of this episode. And then I'm also going to talk about right now a show I just started. I only watched the first episode, and that is Princess Jellyfish. Now, before I get into that show, I want to talk about where I was watching it. And I just tweeted about this, so y'all know when I recorded this part of the show, if you look at the tweet. But I watched that on Netflix because I think it's also available probably on Funimation since it is a Funimation show. But it's going to be leaving Netflix streaming on the 30th of June. That's how many days are in June, right? I don't know. It's going to be leaving once this month, June, is over. So I don't have many days left. So if y'all are interested at all when I talk about the show, then you should definitely rush out to watch it. But this was my first time ever watching an anime through Netflix. I've watched some on Funimation, Crunchyroll, a lot on Crunchyroll, and Hulu, and nowhere else that I can think of. Of course, I've watched like some little snippets of things on YouTube when I'm trying to see if a show will interest me. And that's it. So this is my first time, and it was pretty awful. The picture quality took its damn time getting to HD, which was annoying because it's not even annoying because of the picture quality of the actual picture, but the fact that there are subtitles that I want to read. I don't like the way they do their subtitles. It's like closed captioning on whatever, regular TV. That I don't like that format. It's really kind of ugly and just stands out more so. It stands out too much when subtitles are already something that's going to stand out because it's a bunch of text on screen. And now with they have these like backgrounds, so they're not just text. You also have the like grayish, translucent background with the text, and it's just, I don't like that. So that's one thing that I didn't like. Two, I watched this on my iPad, and when the show ended, when the credits came up, it did the same thing it always does, which is it'll start the next episode in 6 or so seconds. And I could not find, since I don't watch a lot, I don't really watch a lot of Netflix in general. But yeah, I keep thinking about just canceling it. But there are some series on there that I can get, and whatever. That's not important. What's important is I couldn't find any way to stop it from moving on to the next episode. And that's a problem, you know, maybe not so much with other shows, which is why this is not a big deal for other people. But with anime, there is usually, like, almost all of it, almost in every show, there is something at the end of the credits. And it can range from 15 to 30 seconds, usually, give or take. And it can either be a preview for the next episode, which if I'm missing that, I don't really care. But there is also the chance that it could be something completely different. It could be just like a little snippet or a little like tangent, a little nugget of extra content. And I don't want to miss that. So I don't want it to move on to the next episode. And I'm sure there's a button or something that could have stopped it from happening. But the fact that I couldn't find it, that it wasn't like right in my face, that's a problem. And yeah, when the next episode started for Princess Jellyfish, I feel like that sentence was all out of order. When the next episode for Princess Jellyfish started, it jumped to about a minute and a half in. So I'm assuming that was probably skipping the entire beginning credits or something, the OP. But I don't want them to do that for me. In a way, it's convenient, but I don't like them skipping or moving on for me. Let me do it. I am a big boy. I go poo-poo and wipe my butt like everyone else who is an adult. Butt and adult kind of rhyme. You see what I did there? But I can wipe my own butt, and I can tell Netflix when to move on to the next episode and where I want to skip ahead, because that's what I'm able to do as an adult. That's what my college degree has earned me the right to do. So stop it, Netflix, you stupid piece of poo-poo that I will happily wipe from my butt. Anyway, Princess Jellyfish. I did not really know anything about it. I just remember seeing the cover art for it on Netflix, and I was like, oh, this looks kind of pretty. I'll add this, because at some point, I just was curious as to what anime shows were on Netflix. I really need to pick a word if I'm going to say anime shows or anime series, because I can't keep switching between the two. But Princess Jellyfish, from the first episode, is about this apartment building that is filled with a bunch of girls, otakus. That would be really interesting. I would. Oh God! Somebody needs to make that right now. I want a show that's a bunch of otakus, which are tacos that are sentient and really love Japanese culture and crap. But it's this apartment building, and you know they're all your geeky, whatnot, typical otakus who all have their specific hobbies and general blah, 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 blah. And the main girl. She's into jellyfish because her mother took her to, the last place she ever took her to was this aquarium, and they were looking at the jellyfish and like, oh, I'll make you a wedding dress out of this one day, this kind of looking fabric. And yeah, it just seems like it's going to be I'm assuming it's going to be sort of a slice of life thing, because what happens in the end is she has this jellyfish friend that's part of this pet shop, and they added recently this wide jellyfish to the tank, and doing that messes up the whole ecosystem, and in a tank that small, the jellyfish that she called Clara, her friend, would die because of whatever. But then this really beautiful woman, tall, slender, they call them the stylish, for if they're stylish people. So the pet shop worker is a stylish man, and then the stylish woman comes up and helps her to basically get this jellyfish. They made it seem like they were going to get it for free, but then the lead, the main girl, said she was going to pay back that stylish girl, and I don't know why that would be the case if they didn't pay for it. I've only seen one episode anyway, but you end up finding out, you know, it's not good for them to bring back a stylish person to the apartment building, so that's a problem. And then she spends the night, and you find out the next morning that she is actually he, and he likes to cross-dress as a hobby, and it's all goofy and crazy. It's going to be a funky time. I don't know. It could be interesting. It's very highly reviewed, and plenty of people have talked highly about it. I didn't hate it, but I just kind of... Part of it is that I don't want to watch anything through Netflix now after that, but there are shows on there that aren't anywhere else. Or, you know what? Maybe... God, I don't know how much it costs, because I know they have commercials if you don't have a subscription, and I don't think you get everything without a subscription. I might have to just go through Funimation, but I'm not... I don't know. I'll have to figure things out, because this was not an enjoyable experience. But yeah, Princess Jellyfish, check it out if you want. It's going to be gone from Netflix soon, so definitely do it sooner than later. But yeah, that's it for this lengthy intro where I went on a bit of a Netflix tirade and then talked about cross-dressing jellyfish. That's what I want. I want a show with a bunch of otakos and a cross-dressing jellyfish. Give me that. Yes. Okay. Moving on to the actual meat of the show. Even though I've inadvertently become a vegetarian. What? Exactly. Inside Ninja! Shing! So, I just kind of devoured the second season of My Youth Romantic Comedy As Wrong As I Expected immediately after finishing the first season, because I needed more of it, and I needed it now. And if y'all don't know what the show is, because that's not the common title that is used for it, it's My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu 2. Don't know why I decided to say that like a borderline robot, not a super robot. I really gotta stop with that. But, and also, with the more common title, they do something that is so funny and spell out 2, T-O-O, instead of using the number 2, because, boy. But, I don't know. I really love the show. I watched the entire second season except for the last episode, because it is a spring 15 show, as I thought. And the last episode has not aired at the time of this recording. It might actually be going up later today, but I don't care. I want to get this recording in now, because I need to get it in now. Did I scare you with that voice? Blah, 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 blah. This is a wonderful review. Anyway, I just had to talk about it now because it's fresh on my mind. And no matter what my opinion about the season will not change. I can't see that. I can't see the final episode doing so much harm that I would change my opinion towards the rest of the season. And the fact that they have yet to make a mistake at all in the first season or any part of the second season leads me to believe that I'm good, that I don't have anything to really worry about. But yeah, so this is a little review of the second season as it stands, one episode away from ending. But I really, really love the show. I cannot believe how good it is. Like, I was surprised. I've heard some rumblings about it, but I didn't know it was this good. And yeah, I do love the fact that it's cynical in its ways and pessimistic, and I can really relate to that because I am very much so both of those things. I am a cynic and a pessimist, but I am also optimistic in various ways as well, and that's the one thing that the show does as well, and I like that. I don't think I mentioned that when I was reviewing the first season, that there is this underlying layer of sweetness to it as well, and the main dude, Hiki, he does, like, he's not just doing things because he's obligated to do them. He is trying to help, and he's just kind of, in a way, sacrificing himself, but not looking at it as sacrificing himself. He's just like, well, I don't really care, so what does it really matter to me if people hate me, but and then through that are able to be helped with whatever the problem is? You know, I don't care if people hate me, whatever. I'm alone, and that's that. And I can really relate to a lot of those feelings. But there's also, especially in this season, moments where it's getting a bit more serious and him wanting to try and open up a bit more and actually admit wanting friends and calling certain characters friends, so like specifically Yui and Yukino, but not really understanding how to go about doing that or even understanding the feelings. Like, one of the main things throughout this season, kind of halfway through, is him confessing that he's looking for the quote real thing, and he's not really even sure what that is, and the other characters aren't even really sure what he means by that. But there's just this level of wanting to open up and not quite knowing how to go about doing it, but kind of chipping away at it at the same time. And I really like that. I also like the fact that continuing off the first season, they're even adding more potential relationships for Hiki, and they don't really push him or even the viewer, in my opinion, towards any specific character, towards any specific relationship. They leave them all open, and I like that because it allows people, it allows those who watch the show to kind of have their favorites and have someone to root for. And it also makes it a lot more interesting because I'm curious to see who he'll end up picking if there ever comes a point in the show that happens. I know it's based on a manga, which is still ongoing, and I don't know where the show is in comparison to the manga story-wise. I don't know if he's been in a relationship with anyone, or if, you know, a specific relationship is more hinted at in the manga as opposed to the anime, because they kind of hint at a few more so than others, or they give like very like just strong moments that kind of make you wonder, oh, is this what it's going to happen? I will say that there's some people who are like, the true pairing is between Hiki and Tasuka, and I just don't see that happening. I like Tasuka. I don't see Tasuka having those type of feelings for Hiki. I, you know, that could just be me, but I don't see that. He just is like this cute little kitten character who's like, oh, you're so cute and adorable, I can't help but like you. But yeah, I just don't see that happening. Sorry. But I really like the show. And I don't find any of the main characters annoying, which is great. So that's actually kind of rare, I think, because when I'm thinking about a lot of shows, there's usually a character who's going to annoy the hell out of me. There are annoying characters in the show, don't get me wrong, but the main characters who the show focuses on, they're all great. They will have their things, their little characteristics that I don't like, but I don't dislike any of them as characters or as people. I don't find them annoying. Who I found very annoying, and I think it's on purpose, is the class president or whatever of the other school when they were trying to set up the Christmas special, whatever the hell, the Christmas festival, and he just would... I'm Sicilian, I'm half Sicilian, so I'm used to talking with my hands, but what he was doing with his hands all the time when he would talk, kind of just like, I don't know, it was like he was trying to make a pizza or something. It was driving me insane. I wanted to punch him in the face, even though he's not a real character. I mean, he's not a real person. He's a real character. He's a real character. Oh, yeah, look at that personality. He's a real character who likes to move his arms around. But yeah, he's just annoying the hell out of me. I wanted to take his hands, rip them out of his sockets, and then just use them as they're constantly still in motion to slap him in the face over and over and over again until he shuts his mouth. Those scenes were driving me nuts, and it worked incredibly well because they're supposed to. They're driving Hiki and all of his fellow classmates nuts because they were just talking in circles and never actually doing anything to get the work done. They're just kind of like, oh, we should do this. There was a very great analogy to the political world that we live in. It was just talking in circles, never actually answering questions or getting anything done for real. Just a bunch of BS nonsense. And oh my God, I was gonna kill someone. I was really hoping that they would get through that storyline quicker than they did in the season, just because I was like, his hands. Look at his hands. Will somebody just tape them at least or do something with his hands? His hands drive me nuts. But yeah, I'm loving the second season. I'm loving the series. I can't wait for the Blu-ray to come out. It's annoying that you have to wait so long for the shows to come out on Blu-ray, even though I can watch them on Crunchyroll, which is how I watched the first season and the second season, so I can just go and watch it again. If I really like an anime, I just want to own it, and I really like the show. It's so good. It is so good, and it's funny, and it can be sweet. It can be heartbreaking. It's so many things, and I really like the animation too, as well. And all the voice acting is great. I need more of it. And I hope it's doing well enough to continue on. But yeah, I mean, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It is on Crunchyroll, like I said. So if y'all are interested, which you should be, if you're not interested, then I've failed at my job as a rambling man, rambling to myself. Just keep on rambling. Rambling, rambling, rambling. Well, okay, exactly. That's right. Go watch my teen romantic comedy Snafu, and then watch my teen romantic comedy Snafu TOO2 on Crunchyroll, and you will not be disappointed. But if you are disappointed, then I'm disappointed in you for having terrible taste. What is wrong with you? I've been meaning to watch this one series for quite a while now, and I finally got around to doing it. It's called Hojuki no Retetsu, and I'm not sure if there is an English title, an English version of the title. I actually think maybe the English version is just Hojuki no Retetsu minus one of the O's. So the real title would be Hojuki no Retetsu, because you gotta hold that O. But we Americans just can't handle holding our vowels. So, of course, the American version is just Hoshiki no Retetsu. All of that is just a bunch of BS, of course, because I am an American and everything that comes out of my mouth is BS, pretty much. 97.23% of it. Anyway, Hoshiki no Retetsu is an interesting series. It's something that grabbed my interest right away, so much that I bought it blindly, even though it was available and is available on Crunchyroll, so y'all can watch it if it sounds interesting. But it's very funny, but the humor is both dark and very, very dry, and also kind of, a lot of it has to do with Japanese culture and occasional bits of Chinese culture with just a smidgen of American culture and like a dash, a pinch, a little bit of European culture. And it's basically a dry, dark workplace office kind of take on what it would be like to work and live in hell. So think of experiencing just the everyday to day life of living in hell as the right hand man of the king of Japanese hell, King Enma. So you just get this very dry, dark take on it in a very mundane workplace type setting. And it's really, really funny. And I mean, if you don't like dry and dark humor, then there's absolutely no reason to be here, because so many of the jokes are delivered in a very monotone way, in a very just kind of, well, that's just a matter of fact. It's not played for jokes. It's not kind of overemphasized in that way. It's not exaggerated in any way. It is very just sort of, you could easily miss all the jokes in the show if you're not really paying that much attention. You have to pay attention. You have to read everything, and sometimes the text can go by fast, which sucks. And the one thing that is nice is, as I've said, a lot of the jokes and a lot of the show has to do with Japanese culture and whatnot. But they will give you information occasionally. They won't constantly berate you with all these facts and whatnot, so you should know a little bit, but I'm not that versed in the Japanese culture or anything like that, so I was perfectly fine with it. But they'll throw on some information so you can learn a little bit, and you just want to pause the screen whenever that happens to read what's going on the top of the screen. But I think the show does a really good job of mixing all of the different cultures that it refers to, because I'm not sure how literate the translation is, or if it's just a really, really good localization job, because the subtitles were fantastic, and there were references to things that I'm very well aware of, like Colonel Sanders, which was ridiculous, or the whole line, badges, we don't need no stinking badges, because there's a rabbit, a very demonic rabbit, who's kind of sweet all of the time, except for when badgers are mentioned. Not badges, badgers. And at one point, he just loses his mind and goes on a tirade and says, badgers? We don't need no stinking badgers. And I was like, what? Do they really just reference that? And there's probably the most out there reference of all was the one where they're talking about relationships and whatnot. And I think it was when this cat reporter is trying to get some gossip on Hoshiki. And he wants to try and fabricate this relationship between him and another character. And Hoshiki is like, nah, you're not getting, or either somebody references the term Brad Jelena or whatever, however it goes. And I was like, do they really do that in the original? Or was this just like the local? I don't know, but I loved it. And it's just a really fun show if you like that kind of dark humor where people are getting tortured, and it's played up for laughs, but played up in a very straight lace, just kind of, hey, we're not really being so over the top with it. There's plenty of over the top moments, but it's a very dry and dark show that I like. I really like that kind of humor, and it's something different. I also think the art especially is great, and it's in large part because it takes place in hell, and there are these different versions of hell, and occasionally they go up to heaven, a specific part of heaven, and the artists get to create all these very interesting characters and monsters and demons and devils and all this stuff that it's just a joy to watch. So if you're a fan of art and want something different, because so much of anime is kind of done according to a specific template with varying degrees of, you know, differentiation. But with Hojiki no Retetsu, there's a lot of creative art just throughout the entire series. It's a 13-episode series, and I'm trying to think of anything. The OP theme I love so much. This is one of the few series where I just sat there and enjoyed the opening theme every single time. It is just delightful because it's like this just little poppy song. It feels very sitcom-y, and it's just like, all right, I'm all in. The second I first put on that first episode, I was like, yeah, I'm all in. And the one thing that does suck, because as for someone like me or anyone who watches it subtitled, there's no dubs on Crunchyroll, I'm not sure. I've never really looked into it because most shows on Crunchyroll aren't dubbed as far as I know. But when you're needing to read everything that's going on, there's a chance you can miss things in the background. And there are things that are happening in the background, whether it's like a giant crab eating some damned person or whatnot. You could potentially miss stuff like that. So that can be a problem. But, I mean, this is a series that I would happily watch again. I'm not going to watch it again right now because I have so many other series I haven't even watched once. But I really had a blast with it. The one thing I will also say is that anyone looking for some kind of finite story arc, somebody who wants to be satisfied with, like, here's a beginning, a middle, and the end, and the end, yes, the end of all time, because we're all going to hell at the end. A beginning, a middle, I can't talk. A beginning, a middle, and an end, they will not be satisfied with this show, because it's really just a bunch of, there is kind of a progression that, you know, it doesn't like jump around like crazy, but it's really just a bunch of moments, a bunch of vignettes, and nothing really huge happens. There's no giant story that's going on, no overarching story. It really just kind of ends with like, yeah, you know what? I like you, King. Hojuki's talking to the King. And the King's like, oh, that's like the nicest thing you ever said to me, or whatever. Things are good the way they are. Let's just keep doing things as we do them. And then it just, like, ends. It's like, you know what? That's fitting for this show. Because I was watching it, and when I was nearing the end, I'm like, how the hell are they going to end this series? I don't see how they're going to end it. And this would actually make for a great a continuing series, an ongoing series, but doubt it did well enough to have that be a reality at any point, because it is such a niche show. It is such a, I can't see a huge number of people really loving it, but I really, really enjoyed it, and I had a blast with it. It's super fun. Yeah, check it out. It's definitely worth at least checking out once, and I can almost guarantee that if you do not like the show itself, that OP theme is so good. If you don't love that, then you know what? You can go straight to heaven. Insane Ninja! Shing! Well, that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed it, and hope y'all have a lovely rest of the day wherever you are. Once again, I'm your host, Mark Kuznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PXSausage. That is, once again, PXSausage. If you're into the video games, check out the other podcasts I do, Pixelated Radio, which you can find at the site where you can also find this show, which you probably already know and could probably already guess, PixelatedSausage.com. And, of course, both podcasts are on iTunes and Stitcher Radio, so if you haven't already, it would be greatly appreciated if you subscribed to both, particularly this show, not that I'm picking favorites, and rated and reviewed, because that does help out, and I would really be so appreciative of you if you did that. So, thank you in advance for being such a wonderful person. And if you're a fan of racing, going vroom 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 in your cars, check out Sports Car Unleashed, which you can find at scunleashed.com. Once again, thank y'all for listening, and have a lovely, lovely day. Lærer maður frá frakasti Kutu, ég glendi ekki því sem þú gerði Kutu, þú mátt ekki að Vala sársokki Kutu Fyrir þú ekki fyrir núna Farðu 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 Þetta maður mín Elska mín Mother of me, let her kiss her bad, let her kiss her bad man. Sem þú gerir kutu Núna sjáðu því sem ég mun gera kutu Hjartan skal deyja aldrei kutu En þú er ekki hjörtu Farðu 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 Þetta maður mín Elska mín Maður mín Let that kiss you bad, let that kiss you bad, man.